Assault on police. On April 15, at 10:44 p.m., a woman entered a business in the 4200 block of Fairfax Drive and began eating food items when an employee confronted her, Arlington police said. A verbal dispute ensued and the suspect threw merchandise, striking the employee, before briefly leaving the store, police said. The suspect then returned, went behind the counter and made threatening statements toward the employee before again exiting, police said. The suspect then struck the glass door to the business, causing it to shatter, before fleeing the scene on foot, police said. Responding officers located the suspect in the area of Fairfax Drive and North Stewart Street and detained her. While in custody, the suspect was non-compliant and kicked an officer, police said. The suspect, 40-year-old Angela Heiner of Fredericksburg, was arrested and charged with assault on police, assault and battery, destruction of property, two counts, shoplifting, obstruction of justice and public intoxication. She was held without bond. Malicious wounding. On April 15 at 8:30 a.m., a man entered a business in the 3700 block of Fairfax Drive. Then another man approached and engaged him in conversation, Arlington police said. A verbal dispute took place, at which point the suspect struck the victim, police said. The victim exited the business and about an hour later requested the assistance of police. He sustained injuries described as serious but non-life-threatening and was transported to a local hospital. Investigation is continuing. Narcotics violation. On April 14 at 11:33 p.m., police who had been dispatched to a report of a dispute in the 3100 block of South Fox Street determined that one of the involved parties was in possession of a firearm, Arlington police said. Further investigation resulted in the discovery of illegally possessed prescription medication and amounts of suspected oxycodone and marijuana consistent with drug distribution, police said. The suspect, 21-year-old Dequan Moore of Arlington, was arrested and charged with possession with intent to distribute a Schedule 1-2 controlled substance, possession with intent to distribute marijuana, possession of a Schedule 1-2 controlled substance and two counts of possession of a firearm while in possession of drugs. He was held without bond. Robbery. On April 12 at 11:59 a.m., a man entered a business in the 200 block of North Glebe Road, approached the counter and was speaking to an employee when he reached over and stole cigarettes, Arlington police said. The suspect exited the store but was confronted by the employee, police said. The suspect attempted to hit the employee before fleeing on foot. No injuries were reported. The suspect is described as a black male, 30 to 40 years old, 5 feet 8 inches to 6 feet 1, 200 pounds. On April 13 at 12:05 p.m., a man was sitting inside a business in the 5000 block of Chesterfield Road when another man approached him and asked for cash, Arlington police said. The victim pulled out an undisclosed amount of cash intending to provide an agreed-upon amount, during which the suspect stole the money from his hand, exited the business and fled the scene on foot, police said. No injuries were reported. The suspect is described as a white male, 18 or 19 years old, 5 feet 5 inches to 5 feet 7, 150 pounds. On April 14 at 11:12 p.m., a man entered a business in the 2100 block of 15th Street North and left the store without payment, Arlington police said. The suspect then re-entered the store and made threatening statements to an employee while another suspect entered, collected merchandise and exited without payment, police said. The suspect then fled on foot into the nearby metro station. The suspects are described as a black male, 18 to 30 years old, 5 feet 9 inches to 6 feet tall, 130 to 160 pounds, and a white female, 5 feet 4 inches to 5 feet 7, 115 to 135 pounds with long brown hair. On April 14 at 2:34 p.m., a man entered a business in the 2100 block of Crystal Drive, took an employee's backpack and attempted to leave when he was confronted by the employee, Arlington police said. The suspect pushed the employee before discarding the backpack and fleeing on foot, police said. The suspect is described as a black male, 5 feet 7. On April 18 at 3:50 a.m., two men entered a business in the 3600 block of Columbia Pike, with one displaying a firearm while the other forced entry into an ATM, Arlington police said. Cash was stolen from the ATM, police said. The suspects then exited the business and fled the scene in a black sedan. The suspects are described as black males. On April 18 at 10:30 a.m., a man entered a business in the 3300 block of Wilson Boulevard and began collecting items when an employee verbal confronted him, Arlington police said. The suspect exited the store with the stolen items before returning, stealing additional items and making threatening statements to employees, police said. The suspect is described as a black male, 20 to 35 years old, 6 feet tall and was wearing a red and blue hoodie, ripped jeans and a black hat. Attempted robbery. On April 14 at 12:49 a.m., a man was outside a residential building in the 2700 block of 9th Street North when another man, known to him, approached, demanded cash and assaulted the victim before leaving the scene, Arlington police said. The victim sustained minor injuries and was transported to an area hospital, police said. A lookout was broadcast and responding officers observed an individual matching the description of the suspect in the area and detained him. The suspect, 24-year-old Muhammad Hedheli, of Arlington, was arrested and charged with attempted robbery. Exposure. On April 14, around 8:55 p.m. that, a juvenile female was walking in the area of the 1300 block of South Scott Street when a man approached her and exposed himself, Arlington police said. The victim ran from the area, and the incident was reported about 2 hours later when a patrol officer was flagged down by a resident. The suspect is described as a male, 25 to 35 years old, 5 feet 10. Brandishing. On April 12 at 1:03 p.m., officers were dispatched to the 2900 block of South Glebe Road for a report of a person with a gun, Arlington police said. Upon arrival, it was determined that a man was outside a residential building when another man, who was in a vehicle, engaged the first in a conversation. A verbal dispute ensued, police said. The suspect then allegedly displayed a firearm, and the victim left the scene and called police. A lookout was broadcast, and officers located the suspect vehicle, police said, conducting a traffic stop on Route 110 near Memorial Circle. The suspect, 47-year-old Dion Chapman of Alexandria, was arrested and charged with reckless handling of a firearm and carrying a concealed weapon. No injuries were reported in the incident. Grand larceny. On April 15, at around 3 a.m., a business in the 1000 block of North Highland Street was burglarized, Arlington police said. A male suspect made entry into the building, rummaged through the interior, forced entry into a secured room and stole cash before leaving the scene, police said. The incident was reported about 9:15 a.m. on April 15. A description of the suspect was disseminated to officers and at approximately 10:57 p.m., officers were on a separate call for service when they observed an individual in the area matching the description of the suspect and detained him. The suspect, 49-year-old Antonio Carroll of no fixed address, was arrested and charged with grand larceny and burglary. On April 14 at 8:05 p.m., a man was exiting his apartment in the 4400 block of 31st Street South when a man approached him and attempted to keep the victim from shutting the door, Arlington police said. The victim briefly left to get help and, upon returning, observed the man inside his home, police said. The suspect left on foot when confronted. Nothing was reported stolen, police said. The suspect is described as an Asian male, 30 to 35 years old, 5 feet 5, 150 pounds. Burglary, unlawful entry. On April 13 at 11:26 p.m., officers responded to the 3900 block of Military Road for a report of a large group of teens and young adults leaving a home, Arlington police said. During a search of the property, Officers conducted a search and detained several subjects, police said. Seven adults, all under age 21, and two juveniles were issued summonses for underage consumption of alcohol. They were released to their parents or a designated sober drive as the investigation continues. On April 18 at 1:49 p.m., a man attempted to enter several rooms of a hotel in the 600 block of North Quincy Street, Arlington police said. The suspect is described as a black male, 5 feet 11 inches or 6 feet tall. Auto theft. On April 15, Arlington police reported that, on April 12, a 2016 Hyundai Sonata with diplomatic plates was reported stolen from the 3400 block of Potomac Avenue. On April 19, Arlington police reported that, a day before, a white Kia Forte with Virginia plates was reported stolen from the 2600 block of Richmond Highway. Vehicle tampering. On April 12, between 8:23 a.m. and 12:14 p.m., a suspect or suspects smashed the passenger side windows of four vehicles parked in the 1400 block of Wilson Boulevard and 1700 block of North Pierce Street, Arlington police said. Electronics, credit cards, personal items and cash were taken from the vehicles, which varied in make and model. There is no suspect description, police said. On April 13 at around 2:30 a.m., 10 vehicles were entered and the airbags stolen, Arlington police said. The incidents, all involving Honda models, took place in the 1200 and 1400 blocks of North Scott Street. Personal property also was stolen in one incident. The suspect is described as a black male. On April 18 at 10:21 a.m., an individual entered a parked, unoccupied vehicle in the 3900 block of Fairfax Drive, rummaged through the interior and stole items, Arlington police said. A lookout for the suspect was broadcast. Responding officers located him and, after a brief foot pursuit, took him into custody near the intersection of Washington Boulevard and North Quincy Street. The suspect, 36-year-old Ahmed Fahmy of Arlington, was arrested and charged with petty larceny, possession of burglarious tools, possession of a Schedule 1-2 controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was held without bond. Missile into occupied dwelling. On April 13 at 11:04 p.m., someone threw a rock at an occupied residence in the 800 block of North Woodrow Street, Arlington police said. A window was broken, but no injuries were reported. There is no suspect description. Police report February arrest data. The Arlington County Police Department in February made 237 arrests in February, 220 adults and 17 juveniles, a figure down from 2023 but up from 2022, according to new police data. The department previously recorded 268 arrests, 242 adults plus 26 juveniles, in February 2023 and 203 arrests, 199 plus 4, in 2022. For the first 2 months of the year, arrests totaled 485, 441 plus 44, compared to 533, 491 plus 42, in January to February 2023 and 426, 418 plus 4, for the same period in 2022. Vehicle thefts increasing in county. Vehicle thefts continue to be a growing threat across Arlington, according to new police data. The Arlington County Police Department recorded 40 vehicle thefts in February, well up from the 18 reported a year before and 21 in February 2022. Vehicle theft has become such a major issue that the police department will be hosting giveaways of steering wheel lock devices to help deter auto thieves ahead of the peak summer season. In addition, owners of certain Hyundai, Toyota, Kia, Honda, and Chevrolet models that are high on the list of most stolen vehicles nationally are being offered an Apple AirTag to aid with recovery efforts, should a vehicle be stolen. Vehicle crashes averaging 4 per day. The Arlington County Police Department investigated what works out to more than 4 vehicle crashes per day February, according to new data. The total for the month was 135 crashes, according to figures reported by the department. Two of those incidents involved serious injuries, and 12 involved pedestrians, according to police data. During the month, police issued 2,043 citations and warnings for a variety of issues, according to the figures.